The Criminal Justice Impact Conference looked at the Senate's criminal justice reform bill, dubbed Florida's First Step Act. Among a number of reforms the measure seeks to bring about, one applies to how much time can get lopped off a sentence for good behavior. Republican Senator Jeff Brandis is the bill's principal backer.
I think it's a huge reform, especially allowing for individuals who have committed themselves while they were incarcerated to doing the right thing.
There, Brandis discusses the provision, which reduces a state requirement that the incarcerated must serve 85% of their sentence to 65%. It's called the Truth in Sentencing Law. State estimators say the bill's gain time provision could take more than 9,000 people out of the prison population by 2023 and potentially save the state as much as $860 million. Matthew Hasbrook with the State Office of Economic and Demographic Research sits on the Criminal Justice Impact Conference.
Right, so this one permits up to, again, 20 days per month of incentive gain time. And however, this one, unlike the other one we discussed, is applied retroactively for sentences imposed for offenses committed on or after October 1st, 1995.
Because it would be applied retroactively, estimators say about 7,600 people could be removed from the system in the first year. The House has its own omnibus criminal justice reform bill moving through the legislature. But when both chambers' comparable bills cleared their last committee stops last week, only the Senate included the provision changing the truth in sentencing rule. But as both chambers try to find common ground in hopes that a final measure will pass, there are signs of negotiation. And Republican Representative Byron Donald says on the two criminal justice reform bills, there's always a chance the House bill could adopt some Senate language.
I think it's something that I'm open to. I don't want to speak for all my colleagues in the House. Like you guys know around here, everything's being negotiated right now.
Judy Thompson is president of nonprofit advocacy group Forgotten Majority. She has a son who is incarcerated and spoke at last week's House Appropriations Committee meeting. Thompson petitioned representatives to move toward the Senate on gain time.
We can relieve the madness of mass incarceration by increasing gain time across the board for every offender, and we can relieve that most immediately. Your bill does not incorporate any increase in a cap for gain time.
Thompson says if there's no opportunity to use time credited for good behavior, incentive is gone.
What it does is it takes away the hope. It takes away incentives for people.
If the measure passes, the increase in Florida's gain time cap would only apply to inmates sentenced for nonviolent offenses. I'm Ryan Daly.